I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Pull up your long-range day planner, and you're likely to see separate entries on separate days for, say, your doctor or your dentist. But a new clinic at the University of Kentucky aims to take care of these and other health needs with one single appointment. It's the topic of this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. David DeVito is with the UK College of Dentistry. He recently sat down with Dr. Greg to talk about the Diagnosis, Wellness, and Prevention Clinic, which offers patients both a dental exam and a medical wellness exam in the same visit.
Our clinic is designed to bring in patients and have them looked at not just with their teeth, but their whole bodies. So we have a nurse practitioner who's embedded in the practice, and she evaluates patients for all their health needs. One of the things that we know about the state of Kentucky is that we have a lot of patients who have undiagnosed or untreated general medical needs. And this is an opportunity for us to bring in patients and have their oral needs met, but also to address some of those unmet general health needs.
And we're talking, since we're in the Ohio Valley and we're in Kentucky, we're probably talking about a patient population that has a lot of hypertension, diabetes,
correct,
that sort of thing.
Hypertension, diabetes are definitely main focus points for us, but also things like smoking cessation. Anyone who wants to try and move off of any kind of drugs or alcohol addiction, those are also things that we're trying to address for our patients, because we know that there are lots of patients out there who may be struggling with trying to quit smoking. They want to get that off their plate, and so we also offer that.
And just like smoking can affect oral health, I think one of the things that we in medicine tend to forget is that oral health can also have an impact on the entirety of the body. In fact, right before you and I started talking, I was looking at some brochures in the clinic about links between periodontal disease and heart disease.
Absolutely. There are links between periodontal disease and heart disease. There are definitive links between periodontal disease and diabetes. I've had many patients that have had very hard times controlling their blood sugars who then have periodontal therapy, and all of a sudden they're able to maintain and keep their blood sugars in normal levels. And really it's a lot of the inflammatory process that's going on. And so, but yes, oral health can affect the whole body, but the whole body also affects the oral cavity. And so we can sometimes see things as they're developing and catch things. You know, it's an opportunity for us to try and treat the whole patient and not just focus on the teeth, which is where most people assume that dentists do. We do focus on the teeth, but we also want to take a look at our patient and how they move and how they walk and how they talk, and try and observe things that maybe didn't get caught by them or other people.
And who is your patient population who is eligible to come to the clinic?
So anyone is eligible to come to the clinic. We're open to anyone at all, from children all the way to older folks. We have no issues with having anyone come. Right now we have sort of a broad cross-section of citizens of Kentucky. Yesterday we had a 13-year-old girl, and today we've got some folks in their 40s and 50s. So there's no particular issue that we are focused on. We're happy to see healthy folks, because even in a healthy population, there are things that people may want to learn about nutrition or getting a better night's sleep or anything else. You know, with our nurse practitioner, she's focused on trying to improve everyone's overall health, not just those who are sick, but everyone.
And in keeping with the educational mission of the university, I noticed that this is a joint effort of faculty, dental students, dental hygienists.
Yes,
everybody working together.
So, absolutely. We have dental students who are involved in the collection of medical histories and dental histories and evaluating the patient's oral health. And we have the nurse practitioner and some nursing students who evaluate patients' physical health. We have dental hygienists to help with cleaning people's teeth. And then obviously dental faculty are overseeing the dental students just the way the nursing faculty are overseeing the nursing students. So we've made it a joint venture between all of us to try and increase the education. As an interprofessional activity, it's nice because our students can sometimes either get pigeonholed into being dentists and think that's all they do, is treat teeth. And then it's also good because they get to experience different ways to ask the same questions. Mm-hmm. A lot of times what I've noticed, is that our students will ask the patient a question, the patient will respond, but they're not necessarily always watching for the verbal cues or the physical cues that maybe there's more to this question to be asked.
Sort of that, oh, by the way, doctor,
yes,
moment.
Yeah. And it's great because when they interact with the nurse practitioner, she catches those, mm-hmm, and brings more out. And so the students are starting to learn, maybe there's more that I can get out of these patients in terms of trying to form a better bond and get better outcomes.
Is there anything we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know about the clinic?
Overall, I think that this is an opportunity to have patients come in and really gain a better opportunity than they would have had just going to a dentist and just going to a physician, because it's all in one single appointment. It's all in one location. I think that opportunity is unique, and it's really not presented anywhere else that I know of. There are clinics where you can go in and maybe have your blood pressure checked and drop like a little clinic or things like that. But this is an opportunity for you to get a full care, and we follow up with the patients. Our patients are monitored, and the dental health is monitored as well as their overall health.
My thanks today to Dr. David DeVito of the UK College of Dentistry for talking with me about a unique clinic in the UK College of Dentistry offering dental and medical exams in a one-stop visit. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.